feeling about homework? I gave you a break last day. You think it's okay to do homework today? Or are you snowed under? Still snowed under, huh? Yeah. We also need to think about an exam here coming up pretty soon, because I think we got maybe today and Friday or something might be the end of Laplace transforms, and then we go on to state space. And probably should have an exam right after Laplace transforms before you forget them. And then maybe
Monday, Monday.
I think Monday, huh?
We have Monday off.
Yeah, that's right. It's the 20th, isn't it? Probably, yeah. Tuesday is pretty, doesn't give you much time when you discover you don't know it, right? But I guess you should be able to discover that before the review, right? So, yeah, I could give you an old test on Friday. Maybe that's what we ought to do.
This Friday?
Yeah, I could do that. Or I could even give you, we need to do a little bit of work on Bode plots for homework today, but maybe on Friday I could make you a homework that was just an old test or something, or just give you the old test. You could have your choice, you know.
Yeah.
And then on Tuesday we could do a review, you know, in class,
mm-hmm.
Or a practice test in class.
You're saying maybe next Friday have a test?
I don't know. We could do it Wednesday or Friday. Maybe we can do what works good for you. It doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't matter.
Well, let's, I don't know. Shall we take a vote? Let's take a vote Wednesday and Friday. How's that?
Friday?
Next. It would be next Wednesday or next Friday. Should be a week from today or a week from Friday. Okay? So all in favor of Wednesday? I see 1, 2, 3. Okay, I got 3. Is that right? Okay, all in favor of Friday? Looks like more people want Friday. Okay, so exam Friday. Next Friday. Okay. And let's see. I probably should give you a homework problem here. See, this would be homework number what? And this isn't working. Video 2. There it is. It's 10, you say?
I think so. I think 9 was
the
Laplace
transform. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And nobody yet has turned in the error yet. This the thing, so that extra credit is still there.
What slide was that on?
I think it was up here. Right here. The Okay, so February 8th. And it seems like you had we worked on a transfer function here, or we just found out. Yeah, so anyway, it was somewhere right around here, February 8th. That was the so let's say I'll make up something similar to that one, not exactly the same. Okay, so find the transfer function. Okay, so one problem here, we've got a input current source going into these parallel parallel RLC circuit, output is a voltage, and I just want to find the transfer function from Vout to IF, and then I'd like you to do a Bode plot of that, both magnitude and phase, first by hand, and then check it with a, you know, MATLAB or Octave. Is that okay? Does that make sense? Okay, so today what we're going to do is we're going to look at Bode plots by hand. Now, maybe I ought to try and motivate why in the world are we doing this thing by hand. Well, the reason we're doing it by hand is because doing it by hand gives you an idea of some approximation kind of things that can be useful in when you're doing design, okay? We'll do first a really easy problem, and then we'll talk about maybe an application of, you know, these things that we learned by doing this, you know, first easy problem. So the easy problem we'll do is probably, I think it's the same one you guys plotted before or yesterday. So, example here. H of S equals S plus 1 over S plus 10 times S plus 0.1. Okay. Find the Bode plot. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do for the Bode plot is we're going to do the magnitude plot, okay? So, first thing we do is make H of j omega, right? We replace half with j omega, that gives us the thing we're going to do the Bode plot with. So I get j omega plus 1 over j omega plus 1, 10 times j omega plus 0.1. Okay? Any questions so far? That makes sense? Okay. So now what I need to do is I need to write this as a magnitude and a phase. So I'm going to take this thing right here, which is in rectangular, well, kind of rectangular form, at least the factors are in rectangular form, and I'm going to convert it all into totally polar. So to do that, I'll find the magnitude first, and the magnitude of this thing is the magnitude of the top divided by the magnitude of the bottom. So when you have, you know, two factors that are multiplied, the magnitude of A times B is the magnitude of A times the magnitude of B. So basically I want the magnitude of this guy and the magnitude of that guy and the magnitude of that guy, you know, basically in the same arrangement. So I'm going to have the square root of omega squared plus 1 squared. That's the magnitude of the top. And then I've got the bottom. It's going to be the square root of omega squared plus 10 squared. And I'm going to have the square root of omega squared plus 0.1 squared. No,
minus omega squared plus 10 squared.
You're thinking that the j gets squared, right? Let me just remind you.
J is just the direction.
Yeah, j is just the direction. Anybody else need a refresher on how to find the magnitude and the angle? Okay, so here's the magnitude. Now we're going to put in the angle. And so I'm going to put e to the j. And now first I'm going to put the angle whose tangent is for this guy right here. You know, so this will be angle whose tangent is omega over 1. Right? The imaginary part over the real part. Right? And then I'm going to have these guys right down here, and they're going to be subtracted. They're going to be minus the angle whose tangent is, because in the denominator, when I bring the stuff in the e to the j something in the denominator up to the top, it becomes e to the minus j, that thing. Right? Is that okay? So I'm going to have minus the angle whose tangent is omega over 10, and then minus the angle whose tangent is omega over 0.1. Everybody understand what we were doing there? Did I skip too many steps?
So does that work for all things, where you can just sort of separate them out into these are the things on the top and they're positive in the argument, these are the things in the one that are negative in the argument?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you see, you write this as some m e to the j theta, and this is m e to the j phi, and you know, e to the j theta over e to the j phi is e to the j theta minus phi. It used to be, before we had those fancy calculators like you guys have, where you just type in a complex number and it multiplies them. You know what we used to do in my day? We didn't have complex numbers on our calculators, but they did have this button, polar to rectangular and rectangular to polar. So when I had to do something like this, I would convert this guy to polar, this guy to polar, that guy to polar, and then the magnitudes, you know, would this be this magnitude, divide by that magnitude, divide by that magnitude, and the angles would be added. I'd take this one minus the angle of that one minus the angle of that one, and then I've essentially multiplied the numbers, and then I would convert that back to rectangular if I needed it back in rectangular. So you see, polar is very nice for... It's very nice for multiplication, it's very nice for logarithms, it's very nice for exponentiation, you know, raising to powers. But rectangular is extremely nice for addition and subtraction, okay? And so when you need to add two complex numbers, we would go to rectangular, and when I needed to multiply or raise complex numbers to a power or something, I would go to polar, okay? And so Those techniques are still useful in algebra when you're, you know, doing algebra and stuff, kind of like we're doing here, right? I used to do it with the numbers. You know, nowadays with numbers, you just type them into Octave, it does all that magically for you, right? So understanding that, you know, maybe help you do the algebra here. So basically, that's just what we're doing here. We're just, you know, taking this, divide by that, divide by that. Now, what we're going to need to do for the Bode plot, for the magnitude of the Bode plot, this is the magnitude of H of J omega right here. And this right here, we call this is the angle of H of J omega. And for the Bode plot, we do this thing where we do, it's kind of a log-log plot. But for the y-axis, the up and down axis, we do 20 log of H of J omega magnitude. And that's basically putting H of J omega in dB. And on the x-axis, we just do log of omega. And so here we go. Let's do 20 log, and we use log base 10 for this, log of magnitude of H of J omega. This is H of J omega magnitude in dB equals that. Okay. So this will be equal to 20 log of that guy, right? So I get 20 log base 10. Now when you have log of something divided by something divided by something else, you can do log of the product is log of the sum kind of a thing, or log of the, you know, something divided by something is the first log of the first thing minus log of the second thing, right? So I'm doing that. I'm going to say 20 log base 10 of the square root of omega squared plus 1. 1 squared is 1, right? And then I'm going to have minus from these guys, minus 20 log base 10 of the square root of omega squared plus 10 squared. Okay? And then I'm going to have minus 20 log base 10 of the square root of omega squared plus 0.1 squared. Is that okay? Any problems with that? Okay, don't let me skip too many steps. You know, I basically said log of this guy equals log of the top minus log of the bottom, and log of the bottom is really two different factors there, so I broke them up like this and this. Now, next thing we want to do is get rid of these square roots. I don't like these square roots here, but remember, log of the square root of something is half the log of the thing, right? Because the square root is like raising to the power 1/2, right? So this is raising to the power half, that's raising to the power half, and so is that. So I'm going to bring that half out front, and it will change these 20s to be 10s, okay? Is that right? So, equals 10 log base 10 of omega squared plus 1 minus, 10, not 20 anymore, it's 10 log base 10 of omega squared plus 10 squared, and then I got minus 10 log base 10 of omega squared plus 0.1 squared, like that. Okay, so far? Okay. Now, at this point, I'm really kind of ready to start doing a plot, because there are three components here, okay? And you can look at each of those three components and determine what's happening on your log graph. So let me try and draw the log graph here, and we'll see if we can figure out what it looks like. Okay, so let's look at this thing when omega equals zero. Okay, I just want to find out what happens at really low frequencies when omega is much less than like 0.01 here. So basically, I would have I would have, or you could even do it up here, okay? If you did it up here, you would say, I would just have 1 divided by, or up here even, 1 divided by 10 times 0.1, right? So it looks like that would be 1 divided by 1, right? So it looks like it's going to be about 0 dB at starting out for very low frequencies, right? So I'm using that to kind of make my plot here. Now what's going to start happening here? Let's just look at our plot. We'll think about that before I draw the scale over there. As omega, first thing that happens is this thing right here happens, right? As omega is starting, I'm starting at 0 and moving it higher. And pretty soon, when omega squared gets to be bigger than 0.1 squared, or when omega gets bigger than 0.1, then this guy right here starts to drop off as I increase omega further, right? Until omega got close to 0.1, this guy here looked like log of 0.1 squared, right? 10 log of 0.1 squared. But after... Because I've got a minus here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but you're right. This, without the minus, this thing would start going up, right? But it's subtracted, so it's going down, okay? And then the next one that happens is this 1 over here, right? Now this guy has a plus in front of him, so he actually starts going up. So what you're going to see is you're going to see, first of all, it starts off, you know, close to 0 dB, and then it's going to start down. It's going to start going down because of this guy, right? And it'll do that for about a decade, because between 0.1 and 1 is one decade, right? So you do that for about a decade, and then this guy here tries to make it go up, right? So now we've got this guy trying to make him go down, and this guy trying to make him go up. And essentially, if by the time omega squared is much bigger than 1, or omega is much bigger than 1, omega is also much bigger than that, then these two terms would be approximately equal. And they would add out to about 0. I mean, you know, as you make omega squared get bigger by a factor of 10 here, it does the same thing there, and so that one and that one basically kind of cancel out. And then, when we get finally to omega getting up to about 10, then this guy kicks in, and he's voting with this dude right here, so he makes it go back down again, right? So I'm going to try and draw that over here. So... It seems like about the pop I'm going to need is 0 dB, so I'm going to put that up here at the top, and I'll make my log graph go across like this, log of omega, okay? And now, could I start out with omega equals 0 here? Is that okay?
Yeah.
You think so? Let's take a vote. Who says it's okay and who says it's not? What? I can start with 0. Joe says we can start with 0. Everybody's agreed we can start with 0? Yeah, that's right. I'm going to have to walk an awful long ways that way before, or an awful long ways this way before we ever get to 0.1, right? Log of 0 is like, yeah, so that's not a good thing, right? So I have to pick something here other than 0. I've got to pick some omega, and usually what I like to do is pick it in decades. So, you know, I might pick this as a I would say this was maybe 0.1 is where things start getting interesting, so I'm going to make this 0.01, okay? And so here this will be 0.1 here, and this will be 1, and this will be 10, and this will be 100, okay? Is that all right? But I could never actually get back to 0, you know? I mean, omega equals 0, that is, right? So anyway, that's my log axis. Now, if I plug in 0.01, that's going to be in every term here. You know, if omega is 0.01, this guy looks like log of 0.1 squared, 10 log of 0.1 squared, right? And 10 log of 0.1 squared is really, maybe we should do some approximations here. Let's do this like this, okay? I'm going to... Maybe I'm gonna try and fit. I'm gonna try and fit this in here. There's gonna be like three things, okay? First one I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do omega much less than 0.1, okay? Omega much less than 0.1. When omega is much less than 0.1, this, even this term right here is just log of 0.1 squared, right? So I have 10 log of 0.1 squared, which is 20 log of 0.1. I'll just write 20 log of 0.1, okay? 20 log of 0.1, you okay?
You fall over? Close, though.
At least I didn't hear a big crash. That was good. Okay, 20 log of 0.1, okay? And it's negative, right, from that guy right there. And then this guy right here is minus 20 log of 10, right? Maybe I should make this guy. I'm going to start out with this guy over here. This guy is going to be 20 log of 1, right? And then this guy is minus 20 log of minus 20. I'm going to have to scoot this guy over. Minus 20 log base 10 of 10. And then I've got minus 20 log base 10 of 0.1. Okay? Now what is that? This is log of 1 in dB, right? This is 0 dB. I guess I can use that as a D. 0 dB. Okay? That's 0 dB right there. This guy right here, 20 log of 10. Log of 10 is 1, right? So this is minus 20 dB right here. And this one, okay, log of 0.1 is what? Negative 1. And so this is minus a minus 20, so this is plus 20 dB, right? You agree? So I got 0 dB, minus 20 dB, plus 20 dB, and this was all for omega much less than 0.1, okay? Now the next one we're going to have to think of is between what happens, this starts happening at 0.1, between 0.1 and 1, okay? So 0.1 to 1, so I'm going to put a little thing here. 0.1 less than omega less than 1, kind of a thing, okay? And maybe I should say approximately here, because we're making approximations, right? Well, the reason I took, when I ignored the omega squared here, and the omega squared, then I could say that squared came down and make a 20, okay? And then that put it right back into the nice dB formula, so I could write it in dB. So, I don't know, you don't have to do that, but that works too. Okay, so now the next thing we're going to say is between 0.1 and 1, okay? So up until 1, this guy doesn't really have too much. I mean, when omega gets to 1 here, I'm going to start to see something for this. But when it's 0.1, you know, this 1 dominates, right? So I'm going to assume that the 1 dominates for this line right here. And the 1 dominates, so that's going to be, it's going to be 0 dB again, right? It doesn't change, right? So this is 0 dB, 0 dB. Plus, now this guy right here is also still going to be the same thing as it was before, right? Which is minus 20 dB, right? Because 10 is going to be much bigger than 0.1, right? 10 squared is bigger than 0.1 squared. Okay, and then I've got this term over here, but now at this term, now omega squared is bigger than that, right? And so in this case, I can kind of ignore the 0.1 squared, and this becomes 20 log base 10 of omega, right? So this is minus 20 log base 10 of omega. Do you agree? Okay. And so I should try and graph this thing over here. I said between 0 and 0.1, anything less than 0.1, It looks like it's going to be about 0 dB. That's what we said there, 0 dB. Now, when it gets to 1, now let's actually look at this specific term here. I'm getting to 0.1. When it gets to 0.1 right here, when it gets to 0.1, that term is actually equal to this term at 0.1, right? And so I've got 10 log of 2, right? 10 log of... 0.002. Oh, yeah. 10 log of 2 squared, or 0.2. Let's see, what is that? This guy is the same as that guy.
0.01.
Yeah, 2 times 0.01, right? Or 20 log of root 2 times 0.1. No, but it's roughly that. I'd say 10 log of 2 times 0.01, right? Which is equal to 20 log of root 2 plus 20 log of 0.01. Is that right? No, 0.01 square root. Oh no, this was a 0.1 squared. So that's just a 0.1. Because I have two of them. The omega was 0.1, and that guy was 0.1, right? Okay, so this guy right here, we've kind of approximated this thing right here with 20 log of 0.1 right there. But there's actually this 20 log of root 2, and of course these are all minus, right? I mean, this was minus, and that was minus, and that what makes this minus, right?
That should be
0.1 squared, yeah. 0.1 squared, correct, which is 0.01. And this should be 0.1, right? 0.1. So right here, what I'm saying is this guy, you know, our approximation was he went straight there, right? But in reality, if we wanted to be more accurate about him, he actually is down about 3 dB here, which is 20 log of 1 over, or 20 log of root 2 is 3 dB. But, you know, you can kind of asymptotically say it goes to there, but in reality, it actually is coming down like this if I want to be more accurate, okay? Now, between here and here, that's this thing I'm doing right here, which this was 0 dB minus 20 dB, and then I've got minus 20 log of omega. Well, when omega was equal to 0.1, let's see, when omega is equal to 0.1, what do I get? 20 log of 0.1, well, this was plus 20 dB, right? So we're basically saying, you know, it kind of starts right here, and then it's dropping off by this thing right here. When I increase omega by one decade, it drops me by 20 dB here. You can see that if I make log of omega increases by 1, right? That's one decade. That would be like moving from here to here. Right, that's a factor of 10 for omega, but it would be one decade per log of. So that would kind of go down 20 dB. So if this is 3 dB, that'd be about 10 dB, and this would be about 20. So I'm gonna say we went down about this far. So you can kind of draw a little line going down asymptotically like that, and what really happens is this guy kind of comes asymptotically like that. Okay. And we call this thing right here, this is a break frequency. Okay, that point right there. That was this 0.1 right here. That was the break frequency, okay? Now, then we got to do the next thing right here. We're going to have... Next, what happens is we're getting to 1 here, so this guy starts kicking in. This guy hasn't yet kicked in, but now this guy starts kicking in, and he becomes approximately Well, let's see here. He does what this guy did right here. So pretty soon the omega is much, much bigger than 1, so I could write that as plus 20 log of omega right there. And then I still have from this guy still minus 20 dB. And then this guy is still minus 20 log base 10 of omega. And this would be for 1 less than omega less than 10. And so now we have this guy which was a plus and that guy which was a minus. And so really what you have is you have the plus is trying to make it go up and this guy is trying to make it go down, right? I mean, you add that thing going up and this thing going down. In other words, this term and that term cancel. You can see just add them out, right? So we end up with about minus 20 dB. So from right here to right here, you can kind of draw a little, you know, thing flat here. And in reality, this actually goes something like that, probably. And he goes pretty much flat until we get over to this dude right here, okay? So something about there. Now so we got to write the approximation here. So this guy is still minus 20 log of omega. And this guy is now, this guy is finally changing right here, and he becomes minus 20 log of omega. Right? And this guy was minus 20 log of omega. And so you got, this guy was plus 20 log of omega. Right? So the same thing there and there, so this and this. So this and this guy, or this guy and this guy, cancel, leaves us with minus 20 log of omega. So this goes back down, kind of like this, the same slope. This slope here is minus 20 dB per decade. Okay, and this is the same slope right here, right? Minus 20 dB per decade. And you know, you could make your little, this really comes to kind of a break right there, a sharp corner, but in real life the thing will come and it'll go down, whoops, kind of like this, asymptotically approach that, okay? Do you agree that we got this right now? Joe? It goes that way forever. It's just forever now, right? Because there's no more changes to happen. We've got this thing like this. So this is for omega. This is for omega much greater than 10, right? That make sense? Okay, so what did we learn from this? We learned, one, poles, that poles are the zeros of the denominator, okay? So I'll put poles here, which are zeros of the denominator. Asymptotically, give us minus 20 dB per decade. Oops, spell that right. Per pole. Okay. Or maybe I should say, just do it like this. Minus 20 dB per decade. Per pole, okay? So if I had two poles here, I do have two poles, right? That one and that one, right? Each one of those gave us minus 20 dB per decade asymptotically. And then the second thing we saw was that zeros which are zeros of the numerator, asymptotically plus 20 dB per decade. Per zero. Okay? So those are the first two things we noted. And the third thing was the behavior changes at the break frequencies, right? The asymptotic behavior starts at the break frequency, or the zero or the pole, right? So the asymptotic behavior starts at zero or pole. Okay? So you can kind of look at this. Here's what we could do. We could go back to this thing right here. Okay? Let's go back to this thing right here and try and make this same plot just looking at this dude. And if I do that, here's what I'd do. I'd say, okay, look it. There is a pole at 10. There's a pole, s equals minus 10, so I'm going to say 10 is the pole, and the point 1 is the other pole, and then I've got this 1 as the other one. Okay, this is a 0. 1 is a 0. So I come up here and I'm going to say, well, I figure out what it is at with s equals 0. I put in s equals 0. That's like omega equals 0. I get 1 divided by 10 times 0.1. So that's basically 1. And 1 in dB is 0 dB. So I start at 0 dB. And it stays at 0 dB till I get to the first one of those numbers, which was 0.1. And the 0.1 was in the denominator, right? So it drops me at 20 dB per decade. So I go 20 dB per decade from 0.1 until I get to the next one, which was 1. Oh, that was in the numerator. Well, that tries to make me go up at 20 dB per decade. Now I've got one going down at 20 and one going up at 20, so that's 0. So that's flat. So I go flat until I get to the next one. And the next one is at 10. And then the next one is in the denominator, so it makes me go down at 20 dB per decade. And so there's my plot. Okay? Does that make sense? And so it all comes from this approximation and whatnot. But you can go back and you can look at this thing and you can look at this thing and quickly go to that thing. Nicely, yes. Well, we will look at that next day, okay? Everything will factor somewhat nicely. It factors either into real factors like this, S plus real things, right? Or it factors into complex conjugate pairs. Because this transfer function came from the real world, so when it's real world, that means you have to have complex conjugate pairs. Okay, and so next day we will look at what happens when we have a second order system that can have complex conjugate pairs, and we'll do the same kind of stuff here. Okay, but in general, you can see when you have real roots, this is real, this is when maybe I should put something on here. How do I say that? It's basically for when it factors to when there aren't complex poles. This is no complex poles here. Yeah. Simple poles only. And zeros either. Okay. No complex poles or zeros. Okay. So now we've got No, these guys are not complex.
Oh, but
the 10 and the 0.1 and the 1, those things are all real.
Okay.
So we could say here, we could say 0 at 0 at 1, poles at 10 and 1, 0.1, like that, right? You agree? Okay,
now,
Adam.
Is that really is there a few called a poll because plugging in S equals 10?
Well, okay, what shall I say? Maybe I should say minus the this needs to be minus the zeros or minus the where do I put minus the zeros of the denominator minus the zeros of the numerator, okay? What I mean by this thing right here, that's or actually, no, I don't think when they talk about poles, I don't know, this they don't usually put minus there, but what I mean is give us maybe I should put at minus the zeros. At I'm going to change this to minus the zero and minus the pole. Okay, Adam?
So what about phase? Like, how would you plot phase?
Oh, okay, good. That's what we need to do next. We got just 2 minutes left, and so you can help me over here. We'll just do the phase. I would have normally put it underneath there, but I needed to write all those things we learned before we forgot them. So here I'm going to make the same plot, only I'm going to put the angles. Okay, so this is log of omega, and this is going to be the angle of h of j omega. Right? And what am I going to start out with? Let's look at the angle of h of j omega. That's just this thing right here. Okay. Fortunately, I don't have to put that in dB, and this is actually an easier plot than the other one. So if I think about this, what is the arctangent of zero? It would be zero, right? Zero is the angle whose tangent is zero, right? Okay, so this arctangent, when omega is zero, this would be zero, that would be zero, and that would be zero, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start out at zero. I'm going to put in the same stuff here. This was 0.01, this was 0.1, this was 1, this was 10, this was 100, and so on, right? Okay? So it starts out at 0. So I'm going to write it here. It's starting out. I'm going to write 0 right here. Well, let's think about it. Sometimes it can go up and sometimes it can go down, right? So let's see what happens here before I place my 0 on there. Otherwise, it might go right off the top of the board. So this guy, the first one that happens is right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the first one. It's the first one that happened over here as well, right? So this is the first one that happens, and it's going down, right? So as omega starts increasing much bigger than 0.1, you know, when omega's 0.1, this guy will be 45 degrees. When omega's 0.1, this guy will be basically 0, and that guy will be basically 0, right? So this guy is going down. It's down by 45 degrees at 0.1, right? So I'm just going to start 0 right at the top. This is 0 degrees. 0 degrees. It's going to start at the top. And by the time we get to 0.1, it's going to be down at minus 45. So I'm going to call this minus 45 degrees, okay? So it's going to kind of go like this, okay? Now, when I asymptotically, each arctangent goes to 90, right? Arctangent of infinity was to be 90, right? So this one, the one on the end there, the minus arctangent of omega over 0.1 is going to approach minus 90, and it's going to approach, it's getting close to minus 90 by the time you even get out here where at 1, right? Because that would be arctangent of 10, which is, you know, getting close to close to 90 degrees. In other words, you know, you got 10 up this way and 1 over that way, and that angle's almost 90, right? Okay. So this guy from the first one, I mean, from the one on the end, I'm going to get 90 degrees at 1. But I'm going to get another 45 degrees from the first one, the one on the left. So I'm going to have 90 plus 45 will be 135, right? So that's like 3 times. Oh, they're going the other way. Okay, so yeah, so what's going to happen? So here's minus 90, right? And then this one's going to start going back up, right? So this thing will kind of go down here, and then it goes back up, right? So I'm gonna have 40 plus 45 minus 90, which gives me about back to 45, right? Okay, and then the last one over here, when you get to 10, this one starts kicking in. Yeah, and it's gonna start going. These guys, this is kind of gonna go. So it's gonna be about, it stays at about 45, but then it starts dropping off here, right? Because by the time they're gonna get another 45 from that one, right?
Well, but won't one have gone up to possibly
90? Yeah, but it goes, oh yeah, it might. Yeah, it will go, yeah. You're right. Let's see, this one will be up to 90 and that one will be down to 90, right? So it's actually kind of going. Gonna go up like this, right? Getting close to zero.
Where 10 comes in, it's gonna be back at
minus 45. So it's gonna kind of go up here, peak, and then come back to about minus 45 there. And then, as it goes asymptotically, everything is going plus or minus 90. It's gonna head back to asymptotically to this minus 90. It's headed toward this, right? So it goes like that. Okay, so what did we learn from this quickly? At the break frequencies, we get plus 45 degrees from zeros. Minus 45 degrees from poles. Okay, and the second thing was asymptotically plus or minus 90 degrees, right? Plus 90 from zeros, minus 90 from poles, okay? Does that make sense? And at zero, it's zero, right? So maybe at zero, we could put at zero, we get zero. That works. What's that?
Can now do the previous two lecture sheets.
Oh, good, yeah. Okay.